Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here with the Chew the Right Thing podcast. I'm here with Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
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 How are you?
Swell.
Swell.
Yeah, it rained overnight. I'm so happy.
I know. It's like the big news of the day.
Yeah.
I turned on the news at like before 6 a.m. and it's like, we're tracking the weather. Yeah. It's drizzling in the San Fernando Valley. Okay.
It was raining pretty good. I got up at 4 a.m. to go to the bathroom. Too much information, I know. And it was coming down. It was a good steady rain.
Yeah, Mike loves when it rains. I've caught him staring out the window like longingly.
He's a meteorologist.
Yeah, I'm an amateur meteorologist.
You're married to a meteorologist. He loves it. Anytime I have a weather question, mm-hmm. anything about weather or any crime in the neighborhood, mm-hmm. yeah. I text Mike.
That's your buddy.
That's me.
Yep, totally. You know a lot about it.
A little bit.
And you know what I know a lot about?
What?
Food.
Wow.
Shocking.
What kind of food?
All food.
What kind specifically?
Well, actually, I really don't know enough about this food, but today we have our great pumpkin haul.
Yay.
Have we had three? Is this our third
or fourth? Our fifth or sixth.
What?
I mean, really? We've been doing this since, 2018?
Wow.
So this could be our sixth one.
It's all the pumpkin. Not all the pumpkin. There are when we started out, there were six things. And we found all of them. Now there are 6,000 things.
Yeah. Yep.
And we find some of them.
Yep.
And it's funny because I'm not the biggest pumpkin fan in the mm-hmm. universe. I find because pumpkin doesn't really have a flavor. It's like the flavor of the pumpkin season and the pumpkin pie and mm-hmm. the clove and the nutmeg mm-hmm. and the this and the that and the fall flavors. And a lot of the time I wish it was apple. Mm. If everything was apple, it would be better for me. But I'm excited. I don't want to
Well, we can do the Big Apple Haul. The Big Apple Haul.
Yeah. We could go to New York to do it.
Oh, please, let's do it.
That would be amazing.
There's definitely a ton of apple and maple and fall, other mm-hmm. fall items that we could do a haul with.
Right. Sure. Did you get any of those or are these all pumpkin?
This is strictly pumpkin.
Oh, drat.
It's the great pumpkin haul.
Okay. At least it makes me think about Snoopy and Charlie Brown and all of those things that I love so much. And Halloween. What are you going to be for Halloween?
No, I'm not a big dresser upper. Mm-hmm. I have one costume that I've had since I was in high school.
The Yellow Brick Road?
The Yellow Brick Road. It's such a good costume. Nobody ever dresses up as the Yellow Brick Road.
There's we might be going to Vegas for Halloween.
What?
For the weekend.
You too?
Yeah. And I forgot that if we stay at the MGM, the theme is the Wizard of Oz and also the Sphere.
We're going to
get tickets for the Wizard of Oz.
I am so jealous.
All right. Yeah. That's it. I'm definitely wearing my wizard,
do
costume.
People get dressed up to go to that show?
I think it just started. So I don't know if people have started to do that or not.
I still have my Toto costume.
We'll send you pictures.
Maybe
that was a great year.
It.
So for Halloween, we come in, totally surprise each other, had no idea. Lisa is dressed as Toto. Lisa's dog is dressed as Dorothy. And I was dressed as the Yellow Brick Road.
That was amazing.
Yeah. That's awesome.
We should put a picture on the podcast page.
Absolutely.
We will do.
Oh, now I'm excited about this year's Halloween. We'll talk more about that next time. Okay, but what you got, Mikey? Breaking
news. All right. This is really big Girl Scout news. Things that don't happen all the time with this brand. They have a new cookie. Which I guess happens every couple of 4 years.
Isn't that the only Girl Scout news that ever exists?
I guess so. It's called Explore Mores, and it's a Rocky Road ice cream inspired flavor. So the only bad news is it's not going to be out until January of 2026. But when it does come out, we will definitely try it. And that's all I have as far as news. But if you want to talk about the Rocky Road inspired ice cream cookie.
I mean, Rocky Road is almonds, chocolate, marshmallow, right?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How can it be wrong?
Can't be wrong.
Yeah.
It sounds like it would be good to use as s'mores too, like put in a graham cracker.
They never had a s'mores cookie?
I think they do.
Do they? They might. I think they do. It's like a sandwich cookie and the cream is marshmallow.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would make s'mores out of these.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ah, sounds good.
Yeah. But when we get them, we'll do a taste test.
We'll do a taste test.
Yeah.
Yay. Okay. So jumping into the pumpkin finds of today, we're starting off with Yogi pumpkin spice tea. Wow. This is a double whammy of disappointment for me.
You don't like tea.
I don't like tea and I don't like pumpkin, but maybe they'll cancel each other out. Two negatives make a positive.
Maybe. Look at the cool packaging.
Is this sweetened at all? Because I find that flavored teas.
It might be stevia.
It smells great.
Usually they're sweetened a little bit. Mm-hmm. And this has caffeine, so it's going to taste.
Is it stevia? Wait, is it caffeine?
Monk fruit.
Oh, it's monk
very,
fruit.
Very, very lightly sweet.
Is there caffeine or is it caffeine free? I think it's caffeine free.
Caffeine free. Okay. I have several things to say about it. One, it's better than expected. So I feel like if you sweetened it a little and put a little creamer in it, mm-hmm. it really would be very decadent and tasty. And it only has a very slight candle taste. Yeah. Very slight potpourri.
I like it a lot. Like that's very, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Yogi tea, I do drink Yogi. That's my tea of choice. So it's very consistent mm-hmm. with their brand.
I predict Jamie loves this tea.
No, that's good.
Oh.
I like things really sweet when it comes to beverages. Like mm-hmm. I find that I want more sweetness, but I could always, I mean, it's better that it's not sweet because I can add more.
You can't work it backward. Yeah. For a control freak, it's always better to
be less. There may or may not be an item later in the show that we could add to this tea.
Oh.
May or may not.
Oh. Okay.
I
really think that
means disappointing if it was may not.
Yeah, really? Who are
Lisa,
you, Jamie?
There may or may not be a car giveaway later in the episode.
Well, I hope I win it.
So that was Yogi Pumpkin Spice Tea. It's at Target, Sprouts, supermarkets. It's on their brand website. It's on Amazon. Where can't you find this tea? You can find it everywhere. And they also have, on topic, another seasonal flavor, spiced apple chamomile. We were just talking about apple.
And I'm assuming there's no calories in this?
Right. It's just tea.
It's nothing.
Maybe that'll be in our fall haul.
Just tea. Yeah, that's cool. All right, next up, there's an item that definitely does have calories. But it is one of my favorite things, which is a pancake mix. This is Birch Benders Complete Pancake and Waffle Mix in pumpkin spice flavor. I'm a big...
Just take one because the plate's a little bit hot, but I'm using the aluminum foil.
Oh, yeah, you're worried that I'm going to burn myself.
Yeah, I don't want to burn you like that.
So this is a Just Add Water mix.
It tastes like clove.
Yeah.
Mm, that's always the risk you run with these pumpkin hauls.
Okay. I'm aging myself now, but I am old enough to know. When I was very young, when I was a little kid, we'd go to the dentist and the dentist would use clove. Mm-hmm. So to me, anytime I taste anything with clove, I feel like, oh, I'm at the dentist. And that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Too much clove. I wish it was like double cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, so this is interesting. It says a serving size is a quarter cup because the first thing I'm looking at is these are great stats, right? So a quarter cup of the mix itself, which is Just Add Water, 130 calories, no fat, gram of fiber, 7 grams total sugar, 4 grams of protein. How the ever... It says to make 5 to 6 pancakes, you need 3/4 of a cup of mix. So to make 5 to 6 pancakes is 3 times that. So how big are those pancakes? Like, Mike, you've got a plate.
Well, so I
made
of like silver dollar size.
Yeah,
pancakes.
So I used our pancake pan, which was not what they recommended. I just thought it was going to be fun.
Okay.
So there were actually 3 more that I burned, so I didn't put them on the plate. But it's a pretty big portion.
But how much mix did you use?
Oh, the whatever it said, quarter? 3/4.
No. Oh, so you did three servings.
Yeah, 3/4 of
So you did 3 servings.
Yeah.
So wait.
So it's what, 3?
What does that mean? It means that how many calories
how many pancakes
would that
did it make? That's the way to look at it.
So you had one, I had one. So 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
10.
Okay.
10 little ones, though.
That means that you get about 3 little pancakes for 130 calories.
Yeah. It's not great. I mean, yeah. if they tasted amazing,
right?
I think maybe it would be okay. What do you do? Just add water?
Yeah,
just add water.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not like a huge fan. People would like those. If you don't mind clove, you'll like them. Yeah. I feel like I'm going to be a broken record this episode, but that's okay.
I think, well
wait, before we move on, if you do love clove, and by the way, there is another seasonal flavor is sweet potato.
Oh.
Interesting. Oh. So, and Dana was very excited to mention this. They also make an ube moche mix. Which is probably
ube
like
mochi.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
I love ube.
Yeah. So they're probably purple pancakes, which is amazing.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, you can find these in supermarkets, on the brand website, on Amazon. It's Birch Benders Complete Pancake and Waffle Mix in pumpkin spice.
Interesting. Okay. Thanks for that info. Mm-hmm. Next up, we have one of my favorite products is the Cleo bar. And I haven't talked about it in a while, but it's like that refrigerated Greek yogurt bar. Mm-hmm. And this is a seasonal pumpkin spice version of that bar that I'm super excited about trying.
Oh, I took my own.
So it's a chocolate covered chilled yogurt bar.
It's very cool. Like ingredient wise, it's just strained Greek yogurt, which they say gives it a cheesecake texture.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Coated in chocolate.
All right. This is amazing.
Mm, live active cultures.
This is the best thing Cleo has ever made.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wait, what does it taste like? It tastes like a Danish. Like the flavor of the cheesecake.
Yeah. It's got that like ricotta. It's just the flavor. Cheese, yeah.
The flavor is like the topping of a Danish.
That is so good. That's wow. Amazing.
Wait, how many calories is this?
So each bar has 170 calories, 8 grams of fat, 14 grams of sugar, 8 grams of protein. What I mean, when you think dessert. About that, that's kind of also like a little protein bar with mm-hmm. you know, it's not crazy amount of protein, but
it's enough to feel good about eating it.
Yeah.
Mm.
I'm into it.
That is phenomenal.
Yeah. This is available in select grocers and Whole Foods stores. It's Clio Greek yogurt bars in pumpkin spice. It's seasonal. A lot of these are going to be seasonal. So if you see one you love, act fast. But be respectful of other shoppers. Don't clear the shelves.
I thought you meant don't knock them out of the way. That I was too. Like, wait a minute. No, but I really do like that. That's like, that's a home run. Next up, we have Nut Pods Almond and Coconut Creamer in a special edition pumpkin spice flavor. We love Nut Pods. I know Jamie drinks Nut Pods like every day. For
four times a day.
Wait, is this what you were saying may or may not go with our tea?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try it both ways.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put it in the syrup.
That's right. That's how the British do it, right? They put milk
yeah,
in the tea.
Yeah, I grew up having like milky tea.
Oh, wow.
I love milky tea. So let's see if it's too clovey. No, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this this is unsweetened. So it's not. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to.
Yeah, they do have a sweetened sweet, kind.
Because I drink I use the unsweetened versions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And they still have like a natural sweetness to them. This isn't quite as sweet.
Good.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel like sometimes the fakeness of the things that are sweet mm-hmm. or fake sweet with all the spice. Mm-hmm. I love that this is really mild.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like it a lot.
And they do have a sweetened kind. Stevia or something is what Nut Pods usually do.
So creamy. That is like a 10 out of 10 with creaminess.
Yeah, let me take a quick peek because it says there's a zero version.
What does that mean?
Zero sugar sweetened.
Oh.
So basically they do sweetened creamers, which have some sugar, mm-hmm. unsweetened creamers. And then this is like, they also have this version where it would be sweet, but it's still only 10 calories.
Wow. Okay.
So you can get it at Sprouts, Target, supermarkets, the brand website, Amazon. It's Nut Pods. It's almond and coconut creamer in special edition pumpkin spice. Do you want to guess the other seasonal flavor?
Peppermint mocha?
Actually, I do think they have, I'm almost certain they have peppermint, but that is not it. Ready? It's very unexpected.
Eggnog?
It is an October seasonal flavor.
Candy corn?
Candy corn.
You know what? I think subconsciously I knew that because my friend Lauren bought it for me at the supermarket like 4 weeks ago. It's been in her fridge. And she never brought it over.
We have to try
it. I know.
I feel like we might have tried it last year.
No, I feel like we said they were releasing it. Like maybe it was Breaking Chews, but
I don't remember trying
it. I want to try it.
I'm loving this Clio, this little nugget of Clio-ness sitting on my plate. I'm like dying to eat the rest of it. All right, are we done? Are we ready for the next?
Let's go.
Next up, we have Three Wishes grain-free cereal in limited edition pumpkin spice. Now, what's the point of this? It's gluten-free, grain-free, that kind of thing.
Didn't we try a product from them recently?
I think so.
And we didn't love it. No, I might be confusing them with something else. But yes, so the story with this is more protein, less sugar, gluten-free. But you know what's funny? It says 2.5 times more protein than the leading pumpkin spice cereal. I didn't know there was a leading pumpkin spice cereal.
I'm calling BS on that. There
I think
is
they
no.
They just mean cereal.
Well, oh, I know what they mean. Cheerios.
Oh.
Cheerios pumpkin mm-hmm. spice, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try this alone and then I'm going to put some Nut Pods on it.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I think the family's name is the Wishingrads. That can't be
really?
Right.
Did you just make that up?
Look.
Jamie, may I borrow that
the
box?
The Wishingrads.
Thank you. Hold on.
Three Wishes was better than Three Grads.
Three Wishing Grads. All right, now you can continue reading. I love that there's a picture of like a PSL on there.
Yeah, and a pumpkin pie. Mm. They're giving you all of the flavor cues.
Oh, that's good. It doesn't even taste grain-free.
Yeah.
Tastes like there's plenty of grains in here.
Well, the ingredients are chickpea, tapioca, pea protein, organic cane sugar, natural flavors, and monk fruit extract. I love when brands mix the natural no-calorie sweeteners with real cane sugar to get like a low sugar.
I like that too because it makes it taste less like off-putting.
So they also have, it's not seasonal, but there's a new cotton candy flavor to which Dana posits, isn't cotton candy flavor just sugar?
Yeah. I mean, yes, mostly.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like,
I think there's a little bit of like a strut because...
Yeah, like some kind of a fruity
Yeah, like a strawberry, raspberry situation.
Something.
Well, This is available at Sprouts, Whole Foods, and Amazon. It's Three Wishes in limited edition pumpkin spice.
Beautiful. Next up, we have something from our friend Noni. Mm. Noni's Bakery Pumpkin Spice Biscotti, or as some people say, biscotti, but I'm not a person that says biscotti, and it bothers me when people say biscotti. I'm so sensitive. Anyway, I really do like biscotti, and I like Noni's. They have very, very, very good cookies.
Mm-hmm. I love that they do, like, full size with coating, mini size, slices. Like, they're really have a great...
This has, like, a little layer of pumpkins.
Yeah, this has the coating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it is a full size.
Yep.
So,
full size, gourmet cinnamon icing, seasonal spices, real pumpkin, no artificial flavors or preservatives. Drum roll, please. What do you think, Lisa?
Very mild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love it. I'm not getting any pumpkin, but I love it.
Dipped in coffee. I think it would be amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, really yummy. I mean, are you getting a lot of pumpkin flavor?
Not a lot of pumpkin. Mm-mm.
But it's good.
But I like the whatever that taste is. It's really good.
I feel like cinnamon. This is such a good swap for like cinnamon bun craving, cinnamon Dana, like for a hundred. So it's, let me see the box again.
110.
Yeah. It's 110 calories,
mm-hmm.
3.5 grams of fat, 10 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. But I just feel like it's such a smart craving buster.
I agree. Oh, and they have other seasonal flavors too.
They do.
Wow.
Did you want to reveal those?
Okay. Gingerbread. And dark chocolate peppermint.
Oh, I wonder if there's a dark chocolate layer. I'm sure there is. That sounds mm-hmm. great.
Wow. Yeah, I would try all of those.
You can get these at Sprouts, Walmart, Staples, apparently. Select grocery stores, brand sites, and on Amazon, Noni's Bakery Biscotti in limited edition pumpkin spice.
Oh, I should make a note because you mentioned Sprouts.
Sorry, say that again because I gasped.
I should make a note because you mentioned Sprouts. I had intentions of going to every market, Sprouts, you know, regular supermarkets, Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. I found all of these finds, even though they're all national brands that are in every supermarket you can go. I found all these finds at Sprouts.
Wow. Really?
Everything. You can get all this at Sprouts if you have a Sprouts near you.
Wow. I mean, Sprouts is expanding rapidly.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, I know you're really excited about this one.
Yeah, I'm already breaking into it. Oh, it's got some liquid on top. I'm going to have to mix it.
Yeah, you can mix it or pour it out. It's just oil. Yeah. Anyway, Nutso 7-Nut and Seed Butter in limited edition pumpkin spice. So this is a nut butter made of cashews, almonds, coconut sugar, Brazil nuts, flax seeds, chia seeds, hazelnuts, lots of different seeds and nuts. And I see it says ginger and clove.
I used to be so obsessed with this product, not this flavor, but the like mouthfeel, the texture of like the little flax seeds and chia seed, like it is
like you love Nutso.
The texture, it's just phenomenal.
Mine's dripping.
It's very, well, it has to be a little better mix than it is.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I thought it was going to be like a creamy spread, not like a
like a soup.
There's something interesting about this. So the label appears to be on upside down, and the reason is because they want you to store it upside down so that it mixes. But it kind of drives me crazy because now that it's open, I can't easily read anything about
it. Well, just close it and turn it upside down.
You know what? Problem solver.
Problem solver.
Wait, what did you think of it?
That's why you married him. I think it's good. It doesn't really taste like that very pumpkin-y. I think that they were not heavy-handed with the spices.
Yeah. I mean, I taste pumpkin, but yeah, it's very, very mild.
I just put it on a piece of the biscotti.
This has, for 2 tablespoons, 170 calories, 13 grams of fat, 3 grams of fiber, 5 grams of sugar, 5 grams of protein. I think there's just like a huge amount of nutritional benefits to having all those different nuts and seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. And I don't know, it's really delicious.
Yeah.
I forgot about Nutso.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I know, Mike, I really want to get their like standard classic version because it's just...
I know, there's so many great... I think Costco sells their regular version in like a massive... Or maybe in like a 3-pack or a really big bottle.
Jamie, you're right about all those different
it's
seeds.
It's so good.
Like the texture. I want to try some on my pancake.
You want, you still have more? Oh, wow. That would be great on the pancake.
It's going to be so good. It'll be good.
That might be my lunch, actually.
I wouldn't blame you one bit. I'm trying it.
So more about this. There is a gingerbread flavor. It is available at Sprouts on their website and on Amazon. Nutso 7-Nut and Seed Butter. Lisa, how is your... little concoction over there.
Amazing. Like I'm passing out. I'm just shaking my head because I can't handle it.
Pumpkin paramedics. Emergency.
Yum. Mm. All right. We have another product coming up. This is Wild West Bear Claws. I don't even know what that means. Bear Claws, 50% cacao oat milk chocolate nut clusters in limited edition pumpkin spice and pecan. So this is a brand that does nut cluster candies, mm-hmm. which I had never heard of, but now they do a special fall flavor.
I'm looking at it. There's no sugar added.
Sweetened only with fruit.
Like dates?
Wow.
Is it like date sweetened or? Hold on. Oh, and they come in little packets.
Yeah. Oh, cute.
Individual packets.
We love a portion control.
Oh, I just love how sanitary it is.
Oh, look wow. Look at that.
It's a claw.
Yeah.
Photo op. Photo
so
op.
So this is, I don't know why. This to me is, this is a piece of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was going to be a nut cluster that was like.
So did I.
Had like chocolate in it.
Me three.
But this is like a piece of nutty chocolate.
Is there nut inside?
Yeah. You can taste a little bit. I can't believe there's no sugar in this.
No, it's like the nut is blended in.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the picture, you see little pieces of it, but you don't in actuality.
I don't. Oh, I see. There's, look, a pecan.
Oh, a nice sized one. So, yeah, their organic oatmeal chocolate is made of powdered versions of date, mulberry, peach, and mango. Oh, it also has some chocolate liqueur in there. Be careful.
Wait, it's oatmeal chocolate?
Oat milk.
What does that mean?
Oat milk.
Oh, oat milk.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not bad. I don't love it because maybe it's because I don't love dark chocolate.
Mm.
I like milk chocolate.
So I ate the whole thing. And once I got towards the middle, you could start to taste like more of the sweeter stuff in there. So I don't know if you want to try like a piece in the middle.
I wonder if
the outer edges were very, mm-hmm. basically just the chocolate.
I wonder if they make like chocolate bars and chocolate coated thing. Like, I feel like they could do so much with that chocolate.
I love it.
So yeah, they look at that. They're way ahead of me. They make bars and they make bear claws.
Mm,
their nice. Bars come in Dark Horse, Most Wanted, Cowboy Coffee. They're really leaning in. Snow-capped, yeah. Prairie Oat. Very cool. Very cool. These are at Sprouts, Whole Foods on their website. It's Wild West Bear Claws and it's the 50% cacao nut clusters.
Hmm. Yeah, I had never heard of this brand. And if you don't like dairy in your chocolate, it might be a nice option. And next up, Sprouts. This is an actual Sprouts product. Sprouts, I didn't even realize they have a brand. It's Sprouts Farmers Market. Sprouts pumpkin spice flavored granola bites. All right.
They smell like, what you'd expect.
It looks like granola. I don't see bites. It's just like little pieces of granola.
Yeah, that's definitely granola.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess anything's a bite if you bite it.
I don't taste any pumpkin. Maybe the taste buds are desensitized because
there's
of all.
There's no pumpkin involved. They are relying solely on those flavors. So mm-hmm. they've got, I'll tell you all the ingredients because it's a short list. Oats, corn flour, sugar, oil, molasses, honey, cinnamon, salt, clove, ginger, allspice.
Flavor is not bad. I just feel like it's more like traditional granola. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's like big whoop.
Mm-hmm.
Personally.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're into this sort of thing, a little sprinkle over your yogurt could be good.
Mm-hmm. A sprinkle over your nutso, nut butter.
Oh my goodness, don't get crazy. My head might explode. It's Sprouts pumpkin spice flavored granola bites at, you guessed it, Sprouts.
All right, next up we have a pumpkin popcorn situation from Lesser Evil. So we know the brand Lesser Evil. This is a pumpkin spice popcorn. Nice big bag.
Mm-hmm.
Lesser Evil has become very popular over the past decade, mm-hmm. I would say. And, you know, do I get super excited about popcorn? Not usually, but.
We tried a really good popcorn a couple weeks ago. What was actually a couple?
Oh, yeah. I forgot what it was.
The Cloud, Khloe Kardashian one and a protein one. I can't remember. Oh, that was also protein.
But. Mm-hmm. Oh, I really like this.
Oh, yeah.
This is lightly sweetened. No seed oils, organic, gluten-free, vegan, clean label project purity award.
Delicious.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. Very lightly sweet.
Yeah.
Maybe even a tiny bit of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That is outstanding. Wow. Yeah.
You get 2 cups for 110 calories.
That's pretty good.
4.5 grams of fat, 6 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein, very low in sodium, only 75 milligrams.
Wow.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah, that's super yummy.
I enjoyed that immensely.
Lesser Evil popcorn and pumpkin spice. It wasn't super pumpkin-y.
No, a lot of things today
just
are not.
Just sweet and spice.
Mm-hmm. Well, And by the way, I love this next brand, Undercover Snacks. Undercover chocolate quinoa crisps in dark chocolate and pumpkin spice.
I'm not sure if we've tried this before. I think we might have, but why not have it again?
Why not? Usually they come individually wrapped. Oh, yeah. They like change their way. I'm a big fan of this brand. It's like a...
Are they smaller than usual? It says mini crisps. Yeah. So maybe that's why the larger ones are individually wrapped. How'd they do?
To me, not as good as they usually do.
I don't taste any pumpkin. It's all the dark chocolate.
I taste dark chocolate and like spices.
Yeah. I mean, some of these legit have pumpkin in them, pumpkin powder, some of them have said. But this is another one that it's cinnamon, ginger, clove, nutmeg, allspice.
I love Undercover Snacks. I don't love that flavor.
Okay.
What I'm confused about with the dark chocolate, we've had a couple now with dark chocolate and pumpkin. Dark chocolate is such a strong, like, flavor. Like, why would you mix dark chocolate with pumpkin? Why not do milk chocolate with pumpkin? That seems like it would make more sense. So that way you can get the pumpkin out.
I would like it better.
Yeah.
Okay. Take note, brands.
Maybe because they think it's healthy.
Maybe. Maybe it is.
Okay.
Eight crisps. You have eight of these mini crisps for 120 calories, 6 grams of fat, 5 grams of sugar, 2 grams of protein. It's Undercover chocolate quinoa crisps in dark chocolate and pumpkin spice. You can get these at Whole Foods and select grocery stores.
You can get them there. Okay, next up, Toto Ooey Gooey Cookie in pumpkin spice. I never heard of a Toto cookie. We were just talking about Toto.
Yeah, I was just going to say, speaking of Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, what is this? Is this like a healthy cookie, like a Lenny Larry situation?
Kind of, yeah. It's so I'm not going to lie. When I first picked up this package, I saw, 120 calories, and this is a big cookie. I didn't read it fully because it's small.
How many
servings? Half the cookie is 100. So it's 240 for the whole cookie, but you know what?
Okay, let's look.
Looks like a big cookie.
It's packed with superfood.
Oh, that's big.
Yeah, so it's a big cookie.
Actually, that is a big cookie.
There's the packaging. It's very cool.
For $2.40, that is not
100%. That's like...
If that's real.
Yeah.
7 grams of...
Oh, wow. It's really ooey gooey. Cookie. Like it totally broke apart in my hand.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's... Can it live up to the ooey gooey?
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, let's talk about it. Is there like white chocolate in there? What's in there?
Mike's mind is gone.
That is so good.
What the heck?
Whoa.
I want to know more about this brand.
Well, so this is very cool. The co-founder, her name is Sydney, and she created this after a decade-long healing journey with some illnesses. She wanted to create an indulgent product that embodied what health felt like. Toto is more than a cookie. It's an everyday reminder to treat yourself better.
Wow. It's an everyday reminder to eat cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it come in, like, what flavors does it come in?
Just you wait. I can't wait.
Okay, Hamilton.
Birthday cake, s'mores, cinnamon roll.
Wow.
Sea salt, peanut butter, double chocolate, and there's a variety pack. I mean, this is good stuff. Oh,
how come we don't know about this brand?
No, those superfoods, by the way, include things like pea protein. Oh no, I'm sorry. It's made with whole food ingredients like pea protein. And superfoods, which include things like reishi mushrooms. Gluten, dairy, soy-free, no seed oils. And it is available on their website. Some of the flavors are on Amazon. But if you want all of those flavors I mentioned, you should head to their website, which is totofoods.co.
.co?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just sugar?
Organic coconut sugar.
Interesting.
I would like the other flavors even more than the pumpkin spice, but the pumpkin spice is very good.
Yeah.
Toto, I feel like sugared out.
Well, hang in. We got a few more. Wow. I know I said to Mike before we came in today, is this going to be a big sweets haul? And he's like, yeah.
Oh, boy.
She's really young, too. I mean, unless this picture's old. The founder. Looks like she could be in high school.
Well, maybe 20s. I mean, eating superfoods does good things for your appearance.
Wow. Yeah, it could be her hairstyle. She has those two little barrettes.
Yeah.
She's cute. Sydney Webb, co-founder with Love and Cookies. Yeah, nice.
Cookies. Yeah, we are in the cookie section of the podcast.
Ooh, I don't know. I'm not even a cookie person. Next up we have, Tate's is like a famous brand. So Tate's Bake Shop, limited edition, pumpkin spice. I have a feeling these are going to be crispy and nothing low calorie or healthy about them.
Why do we we love them so much? They've been on our radar forever.
Tate's, because they're famous.
I mean, but you get two. This isn't bad. You get two cookies for 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 2 grams of protein. This, I mean, it does have 11 grams of sugar.
But this cookie is only 65 calories. That's not bad at all.
Worth it. It's really good. I don't even like crispy cookies normally, but Tate's, they're great.
You're a chewy cookie girl?
Mm-hmm.
An ooey gooey?
Mm-hmm. But this is good.
Mm. Are those white chocolate chips? They are.
They are.
Wow. They're uniquely crispy.
Wow.
The other seasonal flavor is mint chocolate chip.
No, thank you.
And you can get Tate's Bake Shop at supermarkets, Target, the brand's website, Amazon. Good stuff.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep already from the sugar. I'm not a sugar person. So I don't know how much sugar I've had.
Well, also the tea is like meant to relax you. So that might have, we might have started off on the wrong foot. Eases tension and promotes relaxation.
All right. Oh, we have another cookie, only it's in the form of dough. This is Sweet Lauren's pumpkin spice cookie dough. And by the way, every time I see, I thought you're supposed to just eat the dough.
Oh, my God. No, they're cookies, but they come as cookie dough.
Listen, that smell.
By the way, I'm thinking about that prank that they pulled where they had the intern change the name of their social media site. It was like, they got a lot of promotion.
Oh, I never saw that.
Definitely wasn't
authentic.
What
did they change it to?
Her name, like Ryan or Riley or something.
Her name's
like.
Not Lauren?
No. It was an intern. The intern accidentally did it. Yeah. Anyway. Sweet Lauren's pumpkin spice cookie dough. It's gluten-free, dairy-free, allergen-free, ready to bake.
That smells so good.
Look at that. Look how you balanced it. I love it.
It's just the plate's so hot because I kept it on the hot plate.
These cookies are hot.
I wanted them to be hot, fresh out of the oven.
Look at you, Grandma Mike.
And I made them in the toaster oven because it says toaster or conventional oven.
Oh.
May I see the package?
That's pretty damn good.
What's the story with these? Like health-wise. Okay, so gluten-free, dairy-free, allergen-free. That's the health aspect. Mm-hmm. It says just add frosting and sprinkles, not included, which we did not.
No, I don't think you need it. Yeah. Too sweet.
Mm, that is so good.
It's really yummy. It's going to be hard to rate all of these.
Yeah. Similar story, by the way. She created it after battling an illness and realizing that eating simple ingredients made her feel better. Each of those cookies has 100 calories, 4 grams of fat, 8 grams of sugar, 1 gram of protein.
How many calories?
100.
That's not bad at all.
Mm-mm.
No, it's not. And I wouldn't even eat a whole one.
I would rather have that with 35 more calories than the Tate's.
Can you eat the dough by itself?
I think it says do not eat the dough raw.
Yeah, don't eat it.
Even though
don't
it's vegan,
eat it.
Why not?
That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think I would still rather have the Tate's. But they're both, I mean, they're really good. Yeah. They're all these cookies are good.
I mean, I'd rather have the Toto's. That was the best
one. Ooh.
So you can get Sweet Lauren's at supermarkets, some supermarkets, Target, and from their website.
Okay. Mike will be doing that. And finally, we have Dandies. That's the famous vegan marshmallow company. They do a pumpkin spice one for the season. I like marshmallows. Are they little itty bitty ones?
Yeah.
Cute.
Are they orange? They're like peach colored.
They've got an orange hue.
I like the way you say that, Mike. Hue. Ooh. Like 100 marshmallows just came out into my hand.
I don't taste pumpkin.
And this is actually one that contains natural pumpkin flavor.
It's a little pumpkin-y.
Yeah, I wonder if you put it in hot cocoa if it like starts to come out the pumpkin.
Probably.
Yeah.
I would dip it in the nut butter. Oh. So far, I want to put everything
in
the nut
butter. You want to put the marshmallow in the nut butter?
I do. I want to put everything in the nut butter.
Yeah, it's so good.
A nut butter s'mores.
Yeah.
Wow. We're going to have a heck of a party after this. So you get 18 of these for 100 calories, 17 grams of sugar. I mean, it's sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is, but yeah, Dandies.
I don't think I could stay awake to do the rating. Can you do this without me?
All right. Somebody.
I'm too sure.
Want to do some jumping jacks? Get your
probably.
Energy up.
Hold on.
Have some of the-
She just did an arms only jack.
Arms only.
It was a non-jumping jack.
A sitting jack.
Yes.
Take a sip of the tea. It'll balance
no,
you out.
No, it's
tea.
Relaxation
I
tea.
Already used it on my pancakes. Oh, yeah.
All
I
right.
don't know what to
She's
do.
Stretching.
Maybe we should give out the prize now before the rating.
All right. Yeah.
Just so I can get some energy back. What are we giving away?
Hopefully
the rest of the stuff.
I wish I could, but it's all been open and you can't give away.
Oh, we'd be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I can give away some of those tea bags.
No,
that's okay. Let's give away Hungry Girl books or magazines.
Yeah, let's do a book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Exciting. How do they enter to win such a thing?
Just text me, I want a book, at 805-380-8075.
That sounds easy enough.
Yeah, make it easy this time.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Do you guys remember when the way to win for this one specific episode was that we had a keyword buried in the episode and we didn't say when we were going to reveal it? Who remembers the keyword? I do.
I do not.
Wait, ready?
Wait. Let me just get
tell
it in
me
my
when
head.
You have it.
It was a word we couldn't pronounce.
It's a food that I used to eat when I was a kid because it was an El Salvadorian food.
Don't say it, but let me know when you have it.
Wait. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it.
One, two, three.
Pupusa.
That's so funny. I never would have gotten that. Did we have a lot of people?
We kept saying it over and over again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got a lot of people on that one.
Wow.
All right. How are you feeling? Are you now energized and ready?
I'm feeling like a pupusa.
All right. Number one, pumpkin spice tea by Yogi.
Yogi. I love Yogi Bear. I know. It's just, I digress. I think for what it is, I'm giving that an 8.
Awesome.
That was a solid tea.
Very enjoyable. Next up, Birch Benders Complete Pancake and Waffle Mix in Pumpkin Spice.
I did not love that all in. I'm giving that a 7.
Okay.
I don't want to fail it, but 7.
Thoughts on Cleo Greek Yogurt Bar, the Pumpkin Spice Seasonal Batch?
9.5.
Yeah, I just had another bite of it.
I saw.
It's amazing.
So good.
I'm torn because I don't know if I'm going to have lunch, so should I just finish this?
Finish it.
Cookies are not lunch. Oh, the Cleo
That's
bar.
A Cleo bar.
I'm looking at his plate and he's got a stack of cookies. All right. Next up, Nut Pods, Almond and Coconut Creamer in the Special Edition Pumpkin Spice.
9.
Yes.
I really like it. Good calorie count. Nice and mild, creamy, good for a PSL.
How about Three Wishes? That's the grain-free cereal in limited edition Pumpkin Spice.
I'm giving that an 8.5. Better than expected.
Nice.
All right. How's about Noni's Bakery Biscotti?
9.5.
Wow, Noni.
Noni. I love you, Noni.
Oh, I love Noni, too.
We had a cat named Noni. She was the best. That's how that was her voice. Do it again, Mike.
I am Noni.
Next up, Nutso 7 Nut and Seed Butter in limited edition pumpkin spice.
9.
Yeah.
It's a delicious thing.
Little known fact, Noni used to sing the theme song to the show Dexter. Now, there are no words.
This must be cut out.
There are no words in the song, but she made them up.
Must be cut out. Ready?
All right.
Noni. Noni. You have to really know the show and the cat. Yeah.
I know neither. Okay. Well, I met Noni, but.
Yeah. All right. Wild West Bear Claws. This was the 50% cacao oat milk chocolate nut clusters.
I was not a huge fan. I'm giving those a 7.
I love them. I'm giving them a 9.
Okay. That's good information to throw in there, truly. Yeah.
But it also means I can probably take them home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You could take all this home.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Everything.
I'm going to turn into a chocolate pumpkin.
Yeah.
Turn into a pumpkin. Get home before midnight.
All right. How about Sprouts pumpkin spice flavored granola bites?
7. It's just meh.
Okay.
Whatevs.
On to the popcorn. Lesser Evil popcorn and pumpkin spice.
9.
Yes.
What a fun thing to like munch on Halloween while you're giving out candy.
Yeah.
Just have some of that. It's a lot healthier.
Next on the list, Undercover Chocolate Quinoa Crisps in dark chocolate and pumpkin spice.
Normally I give their stuff. Normally I give their stuff 9 or 10. 7.5. Okay. I really was not a fan.
Yeah. And it's funny. That was one of the ones when I picked it up, I'm like, oh yeah, this one's going to be the big one of the episode.
You never know.
But, yeah.
That's why we're doing such a public service, or should I say a pumpkin service? Because with these products, you don't know.
Well, you're right, Jamie, what you said. Exactly what you said.
Next up, Toto, Ooey Gooey Cookie in Pumpkin Spice.
9. Good job, Toto.
I'll get you my pretty little dog, Toto, too.
Okay.
How come it sounds like Noni?
I know.
Why does the Wicked Witch sound like Noni?
Because I can't do a Wicked Witch impression.
But Noni could, apparently.
Noni could.
Lisa, are you excited to see the part 2 of Wicked? It's coming out soon.
I never saw part 1.
Wait, what? You didn't?
No.
What? It's so good. But you're not like a musical person.
I'm not a musical person. And I don't think I'm a Wicked person.
I think we've
I'm
seen it 3 times.
I'm not even a Wizard of Oz person. But I would like to
but
see.
But you're an Ariana person.
That's true. I love Ariana.
Yeah,
that's true. I should see it because of that. But I just am not. I will see it. Okay. I'll see them
so
both.
Good. And Cynthia Erivo is just.
They're
incredible.
Both like, it's crazy how good they both are. Yeah. Okay. Tate's Bake Shop. Limited edition pumpkin spice cookies.
8.5.
All
nice.
Right. then Sweet Lauren's pumpkin spice cookie dough.
I'll give that an 8.5 as well.
Nice.
Dandy's pumpkin spice flavored vegan marshmallows.
A solid 8.
Solid 8.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good haul.
Yeah.
Solid. Okay. Well, as you know, you can win a book by texting Mike, I want a book.
I want a book. It has to be exactly that. I want a book.
Anything period else? Or exclamation point?
I'll let that one be the one thing that they can be creative about.
Okay.
But if it's like, please give me a book, or I need a book, or can I please have a book? You're not going to be entered to win. Okay, you will be entered to win. But yeah, I want a book. 805-380-8075.
The more exclamation points you put, the more chances you get to win.
Yes.
I'm just squeezing the marshmallows now. I can't help it.
It's like a stress ball.
It's like a stress ball. Oh, I need to take this to the dentist. That's I'm going to just bring these to the dentist and squeeze them. Okay. Well, thank everyone for tuning in. And thank you, Jamie and Mikey, for this lovely time that we get to spend together.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lisa. Mm-hmm.
And thanks to all the people for tuning in. And thanks to that maple syrup company who made that tea syrup. All right. That's all we got. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing. Chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Whoa, 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 whoa. Flour rice to cookie hacks, healthy swaps and tasty snacks. Turn it up, play it loud at home or in the car. Chew the right thing wherever you are. Hall, snooze, prizes galore. Whatever they munchin', we want more. Whatever they munchin', we want more. We want more. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. And tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa. Chew, chew, chew the right thing on the podcast where grub is king. Tasting, laughing, prizes too. All the foodie fun with the Hungry Land crew. Chew, chew, chew the right thing. All the tips and tricks and advice they bring. Lisa, Jamie, and Mikey too. Sometimes they're sipping, but mostly they chew. Yeah. Whoa. But mostly they chew, yeah.